Alone and lonely are two distinctly different feelings. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Being alone can be great. Alone with our thoughts and dreams, we can reflect on our lives or just rest from the noise of the day. Being alone gives us time to pray, to meditate, and to dream. You know, Jesus would often go off alone to pray. We all need time alone to recharge our batteries. Lonely, however, is very different. Loneliness is not the same as being alone, and simply being around others does not guarantee that we won't be lonely. At times, we can be surrounded by people and still feel lonely. The elderly, the poor, the handicapped, kids who are bullied, almost anyone that the general public considers different, share their feelings of loneliness. According to Frieda Fromm Reichman, a pioneer in the study of loneliness, loneliness is the want of intimacy. We not only want to be around others, but we have a need to be connected intimately with others. And I don't mean intimacy in a sexual way, as our secular society would define it, but an intimacy that comes from totally trusting one another. In a 2010 AARP survey, slightly more than one out of three adults, 45 and older, reported being chronically lonely. The loss of a spouse, a child, a parent, or a close friend can often lead to loneliness. When my mom passed away, I can remember the deep sense of depression that my father experienced. It was really a loss of intimacy with the woman he had spent his entire adult life with, the one person he could trust with his every thought. His depression was just a symptom of his loneliness. And depression is just one of a variety of symptoms associated with loneliness. What can we do if we feel this sense of loneliness? Well, here's a few things. First, realize that occasional loneliness is nearly a universal feeling. We all have felt lonely at times. For most of us, it's temporary. Remember, though, that God is always with us. Number two, get out of the house. Try to seek out an activity that you enjoy and meet some people with the same interests. Join a gym, attend a Bible study, or take a class on something you've always wanted to do or learn. Number three, work on developing a more intimate relationship with Jesus. Read the Gospels, pray, talk with him as you would a close friend. After all, he is, isn't he? Number four, think outside of ourselves. When we are lonely, we are often fixated on our own problems, worries, and circumstances. When we reach out to help others, our lives take on a new purpose. Consider becoming a volunteer for a cause that you believe in. Number five, seek professional help. You know, loneliness can be overcome, and seeking help is not an admission of failure, but a positive step in your own physical and mental health. And what about others who are lonely? How can we help them? First, let's reach out to those who have lost a spouse, a child, or a dear friend. Oftentimes, they are comforted for a while after the funeral and then left alone. Invite them to coffee or take them with you to Mass or shopping or a meeting that they would enjoy. If you haven't seen someone in a while, call them. If there's someone at church, school, or elsewhere that you haven't seen for a while, why not give them a call? They'll be so glad to hear from you. And when young adults marry, there's always that one friend that's a late bloomer and hasn't married yet. They often seem to be left out of many of the gatherings simply because events are often planned for couples. Include them in your plans. Loneliness is something we all fear. We don't want to live our lives feeling lonely. Sometimes it seems that we are one intimate relationship from overcoming loneliness. Let that relationship start with Jesus and then extend to others. Trust God to never leave you or forsake you. Your happiness lies just ahead of you if you just take that first step. This is Tony Agnese.